Brachos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Lamentes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, four lines from the foot of the page, HaKoisiz Esa Oyrez. HaKoisiz Esa Oyrez, Oyme Alav Bire Mine Ze Oynim. One who chews and consumes raw rice makes a bracha Bire Mine Ze Oynim. Afio, Obishle, Afapi, Shehapusuiz Kayamais, Oyme Alav Bire Mine Mezoynus, Ve'insach Achav Levarech. If he baked the rice into bread and cooked it, even if the pieces are intact, he says Boyum Mezonus and does not need to make a blessing afterwards. Boyumya Ama Bayre Priha Doma, Yumya says he blesses beforehand Bayre Priha Doma. Ba Marina, Barak Kaim Rabbi Zera, Rakim Rabbi Chia, Bavava, Shahakal Niemidroi. Ba Marina blessed in front of Rabbi Zera and in front of Rabbi Chia, Bavava, Shahakal Niemidroi. Rabshun Chasida, Oime Boyumine Ma'adonim. And Rabshun Chasida said that the bracha is Bayre Mine Ma'adonim. Am Rav Yosi Barabun Valei Pligi Man Dam Aboi Mine Mezoinus Bahu Da Ovid Bol Man Dam Aboi Pri Hadoma Bahu De Boil Man Dam Shehakol Nim Dvoi Bahi De Shaluk Man Dam Aboi Mine Ma'adonim Bahu De Torof. Rav Yosi Barabun explained they don't argue. The one who says the correct broch is Boi Mine Mezoinus, this is when it became one clump. The one who says Boi Pri Hadoma is when each piece is discernible by itself. The one who says Shehakol Nim Dvoi, this is when he cooked it in so much water that it became like a liquid. And the one who says Boyu Mine Ma'adonim is when he mixed it with honey and spices. Had Kodei Matrila, the Seif, this refers to the bracha beforehand. What's the bracha achorayna, the bracha afterwards? Rabbi Yonah B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Asher Bo Mine Ma'adonim, La'aden Mahem Nefesh Kol Chai, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ha'al Ha'oretz Ba'al Ma'adoneha. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Shimon Chasida, answered, he makes the bracha afterwards who created kinds of delicacies to give pleasure to every living soul. Baruch Ata Hashem, ala oretz va'al ma'adoneha. Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, Rabbi, kishuhu oichel bosa ebeitza, chaya oime, asher bo nofashoif rabois la'achayif bahem nefesh kol chai, Baruch Ata Hashem, chei ha'ilomim. Rabbi Abba bar Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, said, Rebbe, when he would eat meat or eggs, he would say, the bracha asher bo nefashoif rabois la'achayif bahem nefesh kol chai, Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. Ad kadoin b'soif b'trila. This refers to the bracha after meat or eggs. What's the bracha beforehand? And Rav Chagai boyrei minei nefashois. And Rav Chagai answered, it's the bracha boyrei minei nefashois. Heisi Rav Yosi v'hamas nisa pliga al achemet v'al guvai v'al anoivlois lo'im eshakol nimidvoi v'adin guvai lo'im menefeshu. Rav Yosi objected. He said, a Mishnah disagrees. On vinegar, permitted types of locusts and novas, which is dates that fell before they ripened, one blesses Shahakon. Are not locusts a kind of nefesh, yet he does not bless Boyu Mine in Avashois? Asya to Rav Shimon Chasida, Karebi, Vedivrei, Shnehem, Karama Gamliel. Rav Shimon Chasida, who said that there's a brocha achroina for rice, holds like Rebbe, who said that there's a brocha achroina for meat and eggs, and both of them hold like Karama Gamliel. Tetani, Vehaklal, Shahai Rav Yehuda, Oime, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kol Shahu, Mimin, Shiva, Veinu Mindogon, Mimindogon, Mindogon Vleafoi, Path, Rigamlilim, Mimbach Lachrov, Sholish Brochis, Lachachomimim, Brocha Achas. The Baisa says that this is the general rule that Rabbi Yehuda used to say in the name of Rigamlil, anything that's one of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, and is not a species of grain, or it's a species of grain but he did not bake it into bread, Rigamlil says he blesses after it three brochas, means Bechaz and Mazin, Lachachomim say he makes one brocha, Me'in Sholish, which is Alamechia. Anything that's not one of the seven species and is not a species of grain, Gamliel says he blesses before it and after it. Chachamim says he blesses before it but not after it. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, kolshu kein soiles ukein chalita, u'mechamishes aminim, oimer alav boyrei minei mezoinos, u'mevorech la'achrea bocha achas me'ein sholosh. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, quoting Rav Chanina, said that anything that's like flour means cooked in water, or like chalita, which is flour put in boiling water, and it's from the five species of grain, he makes the bracha on it, Boyrei Minei Mezoinos, and afterwards makes the one bracha Me'ein Shalosh, which is Alamechia. V'chol Shu Ke'ein Soiles U'Ke'ein Chalita, Ve'ein Mechamishes Aminim, and anything that's like flour or like chalita, and it's not from the five species, what's the bracha to be made on it? Am Rabbi Yonah, Shalach Rabbi Zera, Gabi Elain, the base of Yana, Va'amun, Lei, Leith Anna Yada, Ma'amuli. Rabbi Yonah said, Rabbi Zeira sent me to the Academy of Rabbi Yonah, and they told me, but I don't remember what they told me. My Kadoin, what was the conclusion? I'm Rabbi Yossi, Mistava, Shachon Yemidvari. Presumably, says Rabbi Yossi, he should make the bracha Shachon Yemidvari. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Hadein da'achal seiles ma'u l'mevaracha b'sefer. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, one who eats flour, does he bless afterwards? I'm Rabbi Yossi, v'achin le'achal, Rabbi Yirmiyah seiles min yamai. Rabbi Yossi says, due to this suffix, Rabbi Yirmiyah never ate flour outside of a bread meal. Lei socha di ilai, Rabbi Yirmiyah was unsure whether or not one must say Birchas me'ein shalosh afterwards. Lamahu choisem bar ba'aretz. In Birchas me'ein shalosh, we have to mention the land and Yerushalayim. Why do we close it only with the land and leave out Yerushalayim? Nasis kevirchas payalim, the tani ha'payalim, shehayo isim melocha, in balabayis, harei, elu, mevorchim, brocha, rishoyna, v'kolem, shel Yerushalayim, v'shel eretz, v'choismin, v'shel eretz. The answer is, it's made like Birchas HaMazon of workers who are working with an employer. They bless the first bracha and include the bracha of Yerushalayim and the land of Eretz Yisrael in one bracha and close that bracha only with the land. However, if they were working only for their meal, meaning they don't receive any other wages, or the employer eats with them, then they bless all four brachas of Birchas HaMazon. The base of Yanai Avdan La Kemadbeah Bracha of the base of Yanai make the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh like a fixed text that he closed with the land, also after wine or peiros of the seven species. Ma'ala has Kevah Me'ein Ma'amu'ur. Does one mention Me'ein Ma'amu'ur, which means occasions such as Shabbos, the festivals of Shchodesh, in the Bracha of Me'ein Shalosh? And Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna, Rabbi Zeira Hayamaz Kevah Me'ein Ma'amu'ur. Rabbi Abba Bar Zimna answered that Rabbi Zeira mentioned Me'ein Ma'amu'ur in it. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Hayor V'chashla Rabbi Zeira Sichin Al Mechish. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, since Rabbi Zeira mentioned it, so we must also be concerned to mention it. Tani Mevorchim Al Adagan Kishu Min Amuvcha. The Baisa says, we bless on the choicest grain. Kluskin V'shleima Shal Balabais Oime Al Kluskin. A whole quality bun from fine flour and a shalim, which is a whole loaf of a Balabais, he blesses on the bun. Pusa Shal Kluskin V'shleima Shal Balabais Oime Al Shleima Shal Balabais. A slice of quality bun and a shalim made by a balabais, he blesses on the shalim of the balabais. Pas chitim upasa'uim oima al shal chitim. If one has wheat bread and barley bread, he makes a blessing on the wheat bread. Pusa shal chitim ushlema shal sa'uim oima al pusa shal chitim. A slice of wheat bread and a shalim, a whole loaf of barley, the barley loaf, he blesses on the slice of wheat bread. Pasa'uim upas kusmin oima al shal sa'uim. Barley bread and spelt bread, he blesses on the barley. V'alei shal kusmin yafim mena. Gemara asks, well, spelt is better than that. V'shizu memin shiva v'zu ein memin shiva. The answer is, this barley is one of the seven species, and this spelt is not one of the seven species. Rav Yaakov ha'acha v'shem Rav Zeira, Rav Yehuda oma im yesh b'neim memin shiva alav hu mevorech. Rav Yaakov ha'acha, quoting Rav Zeira, says, this is like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says that if one of the foods that he wants to eat is from the seven species, he makes a blessing on that. Pas tamea upas tahira v'chir v'harava ama oime ala tahira. If he has tummy bread and tahor bread, v'chir v'harava says he blesses on the tahor bread. Pas nekir tamea upas keva tahira v'chir v'ada b'shem v'acha ala izmen v'yutza yivarech. If one has clean tummy bread, meaning that the bran was removed, and coarse tahor bread, v'chir v'ada, quoting v'acha, says he blesses on whichever one he wishes. Chira v'yaka v'acha b'shem v'shmu oime alav b'yre. Oime alav b'yre pri ha'id. Bark, Rabbi Yaakov Acha says, quoting Shmuel, says he blesses on it b'yirei pri ha'itz. Tana, Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul, Shehakol Nivdvaru, and the writer from Chalafta ben Shaul says he blesses Shehakol Nivdvaru. Tani, Rishua b'yirei minei b'shoim, and Rishua says in the writer that he blesses b'yirei minei b'shoim on it. Masnisa de Rishua de Rabbi Oshia, Pliga, Eluya, ve'elahein minei b'shoim, Hakunus, v'achalima, v'adamur, v'atad. Rabbi Oshia's writer argues with him because it says that Minidashayim include only Kornas, Chalima, Timua, and Eted.